This is Fresh Air. Since the 1990s, New York trumpet player Stephen Bernstein has been ringleader of an occasional quartet known as Sex Mob. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says he likes their attitude.
Bass player Tony Scher with the quartet Sex Mob. That sounds like a name you'd give your group when you're 15, and there's something a little garage bandy about Sex Mob's vibe, in a good way. Their new CD, Cultural Capital, was recorded at a home studio and comes in a plain brown cardboard sleeve. Brassman Stephen Bernstein writes the catchy tunes, which are peppered with dance beats from tango to Jamaican dub to Jewish wedding. They can play tight, but also have a gleefully rude side. Saxophonist Brigham Krause is their go-to guy for that. Sex Mob's slightly off-kilter sound partly stems from Stephen Bernstein's use of slide trumpet, basically a tiny trombone. That makes it easy to micromanage his pitch, sliding a bit sharp or flat for expressive effect. It makes his sound more voice-like. On Sex Mob's Cultural Capital, Stephen Bernstein plays alto horn as well as slide trumpet, and Brigham Krause doubles on alto and baritone saxes. Tony Scher plays either bass violin or bass guitar, and drummer Kenny Wallison makes evocative use of a rattling hardwood slit drum. The players also overdub a little Chuglin rhythm guitar, so the band will sound thicker than a four-piece, as on Golden House, which gets a Cuban tinge New Orleans parade beat. Sex Mob may take an unexpected turn within a piece, like when that parade detours into secret society territory, or maybe into a lost session by Tom Waits.
Who's at the door? Let him in. Thank you.
There's plenty of variety on Sex Mob's cultural capital, with its passing echoes of Afropop and the Art Ensemble of Chicago, and odd touches like a 15-second wailing guitar solo. Nothing sounds like they labored over it too long, almost like it's the quartet's answer to the basement tapes. The music's scrappy, rough-hewn quality is just right.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and Tone Audio and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Cultural Capital, the new CD by the quartet Sex Mob, led by trumpeter Stephen Bernstein. On the next Fresh Air, The Dark Side of Manifest Destiny. Writer Michael Wallace tells the story of the Donner Party, a band of pioneers who set out for California in 1846. After getting treacherous advice on the route, they found themselves snowbound and starving, forced to feed on the corpses of those who died. Wallace separates fact from myth in his new book, The Best Land Under Heaven. Hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Roberta Shorrock, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Mooj Zaidi, and Thea Challoner. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.